But now to the football at the FIFA World Cup. And I mean that literally, because our next guest has cast a scientific eye over the soccer ball that's being used at the World Cup after the Socceroos were knocked out in and had some stray shots in a penalty shootout against Egypt. Clearly, there's something wrong with the ball. But have you noticed that this World Cup, the ball exhibits a drag crisis at lower flow speeds? I'm not sure if that's what I was picking up when I was watching the game, but that's definitely what Jon-Erik Goff, Professor of Engineering Practice at Purdue University, has found. Eric specialises in the physics of sports. He wrote the book Gold Medal Physics, The Science of Sports, and also co-wrote the recent journal piece Trionda, Enhanced Surface Roughness Relative to Previous FIFA World Cup Match Balls. So let's talk about the most important piece of equipment in the biggest tournament of the world's most popular sport. Jon-Erik Goff, welcome to Sunday Extra.
Glad to be with you, Julian.
It's great to have you. Now, could you tell us about the design of the Trionda and what you did with it in the process of preparing your piece for the Journal of Applied Surfaces?
Sure. The Trionda has just four panels. It's the fewest number of panels ever used on a World Cup football. Adidas has had the contract since 1970, and they've been making World Cup footballs ever since. So four is the fewest, and I've got some great colleagues at the University of Tsukuba in Japan who have a lovely wind tunnel, and they put the ball in various orientations. And I take all that data and do physics analysis and trajectory analysis and learn about what the ball is going to do in the World Cup before it's even played.
Fantastic. Now, when I sort of imagine a soccer ball, Eric, I don't think of something with four panels. Could you tell us why it is that Adidas has gone down to four panels, if we know?
Well, I'm not affiliated with Adidas or FIFA,
good,
and Adidas's research is proprietary. So you would have to ask them why, but I think a lot of it, the reason is just to see if it can be done. Could we make one with three panels? Obviously, the countries who are hosting the World Cup get to help name it and pick the color scheme. It's a huge marketing tool. And I paid $170 for the Trionda that I use with media and having the players on our universities get a little chance to try it out. So they make a lot of money with this ball, and the marketing helps promote the World Cup.
No doubt. All right. So I understand from your paper that what you've done is combined high resolution seam geometry measurements with wind tunnel aerodynamic characterization. So could you tell us what those measurements and characterizations found, Eric?
Sure. So if your listeners know about the 2010 World Cup in South Africa, the Jabalani, the controversial ball there, turned out to be too smooth. And what that led to was a certain type of airflow taking place at the middle of corner kicks and free kicks. And that airflow would change and it would kind of flummox the goalkeepers. Ever since then, the idea has been to create a slightly rougher ball. And if you reduce the number of panels, or if like Al Rila that was used 4 years ago in Qatar had 20 panels, if you increase the number of panels, something else has to change. It could be the total seam length, it could be the seam width, the seam depth. You could put little micro textures that appear on Trionda, for example. You try to keep the roughness essentially the same so that the aerodynamics is the same. This year's ball was actually slightly rougher than its predecessors. That leads to some slightly increased drag at very high speeds. It also means that whenever the ball is not spinning at different orientations, you might see a little bit of a wobble that takes place. And I think a couple of goalkeepers have complained about the wobble, but it's just a standard type of a knuckle kick.
Fascinating. Now, Eric, is this the sort of thing that, like, when you picked up your $170 Trionda from the store and were bringing it in to the wind tunnel, you could sort of tell by feeling it that it was a rougher surface, or is it something that can only be picked up when you do the fine analysis?
I could not tell you know, I played baseball as a boy, so I'm not one of these elite athletes performing at the pinnacle of their métier during the World Cup. And they can tell these little tiny changes. There are three deep grooves in each of the in each of the panels. It's a very similar ball to the Nike Flight. So anybody who's ever played with that ball that has the grooves in it would be familiar with Trionda's feel. It is a ball that's got micro texturing, as I said before. It's got 2.5 meters of total seam length. So it certainly has a rough feel to it. When you pick up the previous World Cup balls, the Telstar 18 that was used in Russia or Brazuca that was used in Brazil, the balls are very different in feel, but the overall roughness of these balls is very similar. And they're certainly rougher than Jabalani was in 2010.
We're speaking with Professor John Eric Goff on Sunday Extra about the science behind the soccer ball that's being used at the World Cup. And I've got to ask you, Eric, clearly you have done the physics of sports studies on all sorts of sports. Are you a particular football fan?
Oh, I have been ever since I got into this work about 20 years ago, doing sabbaticals in England and having students that were very interested in soccer, as we call it here. It's been a fascinating thing to follow. The World Cup has certainly been exciting this year, and I was certainly sorry that your home country fell to Egypt. I was really hoping Patrick Beech might have stayed in.
The science behind those decisions is something we couldn't buy into here, but it was a big change.
Who knows how that's going to work, of course, but the balls right now are becoming very high tech in that, you know, there's a sensor in here, the inertial measurement unit that's just a few grams. It's embedded into one of the panels, and you've got counterbalancing masses in here. And what that does is it works with this VAR system where you've got the cameras above the stadium, in the top of the stadium, that are filming the 22 players on the pitch. And they're working with this AI that's been developed by Lenovo to help with the offsides calls. And crucially, if anyone watched the Croatia-Portugal finish, the idea was that, or the claim that the referee made was that there was a notice that the ball had been hit by the Croatian player to set up the offsides. And what had happened was, you should have seen a little spike in the acceleration data based on that sensor.
Interesting.
I would love for FIFA to release that data.
Oh, yes. Release the data. Come on. We've got to find out whether that's right.
When I watched it and I watched the replay, I could not see the ball making contact with that player. I would love to see the acceleration data to see if there is a slight spike indicated where that player was.
You and the rest of Croatia, I think, Eric.
Well, I mean, the data are collected at 500 times a second from this device, so that's a 2-millisecond window you can look for data. And I think that would have been picked up on a contact with a player.
And so when you're watching games, Eric, I mean, do you look at the slow motion replay of a goal or something and look at it and just think, oh, yep, classic Trionda. Clearly, that's exactly what the wind tunnel told us was going to happen.
Oh, sure. In fact, you know, looking at, you know, some of Harry Kane kicks when he brought England back. Tillman's great free kick for the U.S. had a lot of top spin, and you see that nice Magnus effect pushing the ball down with the top spin. I mean, it's fascinating to watch. And, you know, every 4 years I get a new toy to play with and a whole new set of aerodynamics to examine and ball surface features to study. So, it's fascinating to see the physics in action.
Fantastic. And you say you've been doing this for 20 years. Yes. Do you have a view on what the premium aerodynamic football of all time is, according to your data?
Well, I certainly loved Brazuca that was used in 2014 because it was such a better ball than Jabalani. But the balls that have been produced ever since are quite nice. In 2002, that was the last World Cup that was in used the 32 panel ball. So if you remember the hexagons,
32 panels.
Yeah, so the 32 had the hexagons and pentagons on it, and the first ball was the Telstar ball that Adidas produced was in 1970. And those black and white splotches on the ball were there because most people watching at home had a black and white television. So when the ball was spinning, it was easier to see that black and white ball spinning on a black and white television. But the last time that 32 panel design was used was 2002, and it was also the last time the panels were stitched. They're now thermally bonded, which is really nice because it keeps the moisture out of the ball and keeps the mass from increasing and becoming a little bit more painful on headers throughout the match.
And Eric, do you have, you know, sort of managers of elite football teams from around the world trying to get in touch, looking for tips based on your research into the latest FIFA World Cup ball?
Not yet. I certainly get a lot of media asking about the ball before the World Cup, but with the growth of analytics, especially over the last 20 years, teams are relying a lot more on scientists, not only for dietary needs for the players and training and all this, but the strategies are being developed with AI tools and models for what the players are doing on the other teams that they're about to play. So the analytic data is getting better. The information available to the teams is getting more vast. So scientists and engineers are helping out the clubs that can afford it.
Well, it's been great speaking with you, Eric. And indeed, as we've been speaking, I think the latest stats are that neither France nor Paraguay have managed to get a Trionda into the back of the net so far. It's a nil all in the game that's currently taking place, but it's been great speaking
with
you.
That's what I've got here on my television.
Excellent. Verified by science. Good to hear. Eric Goff, thank you so much for joining us on Sunday Extra.
Wonderful to speak with you.
And Eric is the Professor of Engineering Practice at Purdue University, and he co-wrote the journal article, Trionda, Enhanced Surface Roughness Relative to Previous FIFA World Cup Match Balls. And I'm sure there'll be another chapter in his analysis coming out in about 4 years' time.